glass of beer and talk about all the things we care. So spare a minute of your time. Oh, it's time for
Van Life Diaries, my top three moments on the road so far.
Now it's time for some fun, time for some dares.
What is it really like living full-time in a beer van? How do you deal with loneliness on the road? Is it possible to balance a love for beer and basic productivity? In the new series, Van Life Diaries, I get personal. No edits, just me, my dog, and a microphone. Each month, I'll discuss my experiences on the road, behind-the-scenes stories, and hopes for future episodes and adventures. I'll also answer listener questions over a beer. Sit back, relax, and let's talk. Well, it's just me and my van. Usually, I'll have prepared research, an outline of what I'm going to say, composed music, and everything else that goes into making a Beer Nomad episode, but honestly, there's so much that happens in between each episode, the good and the bad, that I felt like I needed to share with you. And so, today, we'll go over some of those good things. Here's my top three moments on the road. After over a year of van life, 35,000 miles, and 70 interviews.
Got me feeling like, boom, boom, left to right.
This first moment happened after a series of bad moments. I'd been slowly making my way north in late summer, I think it was, and I hadn't been able to secure an interview for a long time. Most people I reach out to respond pretty fast and are up for a talk, but sometimes it's absolute radio silence, and it usually happens in stretches. There'll be 2 weeks sometimes where people are either busy, not interested, or steering clear of strangers in beer vans, which, fair, but this was one of those radio silences. Around this time, I downloaded an app called Harvest Host, where you can reach out to farms, wineries, businesses, and breweries to park your van or RV for the night. And it was through this app that one of these best moments happened. I reached out to Keegan at Turtleback Ridge Farms and Brewery north of Lexington, Kentucky, which later turned into episode 43. Under Kentucky Moon, the family farm gets a brewery. You'll hear this in the episode, but to get to the brewery, you have to go through a long, kind of winding dirt road, and you eventually see a large patio, a small tap room, and some dogs running around. I went up to Keegan, the owner and head brewer, and we talk before the interview for a long time, which actually is nice because we both get to know each other. And that was great. It was a great interview, a great talk. But the evening started to become very special when I went out to the tap room, which is honestly one of my favorite tap rooms ever. It has maybe four seats, is very comfortable, and it's great. But I go out and I talk to everyone, which were a lot of neighbors, farming neighbors, and each one of them were exceedingly warm, curious about me. And some would, and what I'll always be kind of envious of, board their ATVs at the end of the night and take them back to their nearby farm, which is just fantastic. Keegan knew each of them by name, which is really telling to me. But as the sun set, a core group of around four people, including Keegan and me, stayed to talk. We stayed there for so long that I ended up bringing out a bottle of whiskey, which we shared, along with stories, different music that we liked, and we just relaxed on the brewery patio. And as I looked up, after a while, I saw one of the biggest moons I've ever seen, along with a beautiful country sky. All in all, this was a moment that was fantastic and refreshing, and I don't think I'll soon forget it. Quick side note, as I walked back to my parked van for the night, one of the farm dogs followed me to play, and we played for a bit, and it's this moment which became one of the primary motivators in my decision to get my van dog, Noodles. All right, moment number two. After driving to Skunk Ape headquarters in the Everglades, I had the most interesting conversation of my life. I'll play a clip from the episode, episode 32, The Search for Skunk Ape, for some context.
You can easily smell Skunk Ape. I've smelt him a couple times myself. Apparently, he likes to take baths in methane. You can smell that from miles and miles.
Oh, so that's why he's called Skunk Ape, then, I ask.
What? He replied.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So that conversation actually happened. A lot of people think I made up parts of that conversation, but it's 100% did happen. I didn't do it to be funny. But it's funny that this moment became one of my favorite moments on the road. Because it's this moment, this deep dive into the black hole that is Skunk Ape research, that really made me find the show. You know, I think it takes a while to find the groove of a show. I would say I'm proud of each one of my episodes, but it does take a while. And this is where all of the fiction storytelling aspects of the show really took off. It's where I started to think about future 8-Ounce Pour episodes, because at this point, I thought to myself, you know, there are so many podcasts that stick to just beer, how it tastes, how it's made. And that's fantastic. I love them. I listen to them, but that's really not what I'm interested in exploring. This strange conversation made me realize what I really wanted to explore was how beer can act as a lens where you can find out about other stuff, learn about people, learn about the world. This was pivotal in what ended up becoming using beer as a lens for research and sharing it with you all. I'll always remember that moment, that conversation. Finally, the last moment in what is unquestionably the best and most important moment since I started the show and started van life, getting my dog Noodles. It changed everything. I don't talk about this a lot for a reason, because I want to be optimistic, but the first 6 months, if I'm being honest, were a real challenge for me emotionally. After the initial thrill of purchasing and living in a van, starting a show and meeting new people, a deep and really unexpected feeling of loneliness and later sadness crept over me. And it was strange, because this is what I worked for and this is what I wanted for so long. But still, when the engine shut off and when I was by myself in a Cracker Barrel with the smell of fried chicken and humidity seeping through my van, I felt not good. I wanted to talk to somebody. I wanted to share these amazing experiences that I was having. But then Noodles came. You know, there's a moment that I think of, and this is the moment where she was running on a beach south of the Redwoods, and she looked up at me and lingered for a little bit and stared into my eyes. And in that shared moment, I felt happy and seen, and it's very special to me. It's those heightened moments on the road in your van which are worth doing it for. All right, let's hear some of your questions. Starting with, do you feel like meeting new people with different backgrounds in different geographical parts of the country has broadened your point of view? Yeah, in some ways, yes. In other ways, no, because once you go to different places, you see that everybody is human. Everybody wants the same things that you want. Everybody wants connection. It's the broader humanity that I notice more than the differences, I'd say. But in terms of beer, I mean, if we're talking about beer, I'd say it's different across the country. The outcome is the same, where you make beer to share it with other people, but the approach, the philosophy of it is slightly different, even within the same state. And that's really interesting for, I'm by no means an expert on beer, but someone who enjoys it and enjoys what it does for people. Yeah. All right. This one's a noodles question. Is there an atmosphere or climate that Noodles seems to enjoy the most when you're on the road?
Yes. She loves to dig. She loves sand.
So she loves the desert. She loves the space, being able to run around, dig the crazy amount of holes that she wants to dig. And I'd say that's been her favorite so far. Although, a strong contender is beaches, because you can also dig there pretty easily. Yeah. Another question here. What's your favorite regional hot dog? Not even a question. The Chicago dog, specifically at Wrigley Field with a tall Bud Light. Yeah. Here's a question. Do I ever get scared? Yeah, there's some questionable places that I've stayed the night in. I'm still here, though. Yeah. Yes, I do. Yeah. Got another one. Have there been any moments of connection or community when you meet someone new at a campsite or place of stay? Absolutely. And the first one that comes to mind is it was Thanksgiving Day. And I usually don't stay at campsites, but sometimes I do because it's nice to have a shower and electricity, especially when I'm editing some episodes. But it was Thanksgiving. And there was a camper next to me, but it was just me and Noodles. And Noodles and I went for a little hike, came back, closed the door on our camper, and heard a knock at the door. And the camper next to us had a full plate of food along with desserts. Their kids were holding the desserts. And I opened the door and they said, hey, you know, we noticed you were just by yourself and wanted to say happy Thanksgiving. And it was just nice to have that sense of community. So I got a six pack together and gave it back to them, not to the kids, just to the parents. But that was a special, special moment of understanding and community that I'll find hard to forget. That is it for this week's Van Life Diaries. It's not as polished, it's not as professional, but it's important to be candid and be human. And that's the point of this. I'm looking forward to future questions, future candid discussions about van life, about beer. But look forward to next week, where we continue our series on hops at Roosteller Farms with Zoe. As always, drink good beer and be good to each other. Cheers.